Now from JMI Wealth, bright and shiny for 25, Andrew Kelleher, good morning and happy new year.
Good morning, Mike. Welcome back.
And welcome back to you. What do you make of Trump? What do we make of the dollar? Where's the markets going? What's this Chinese AI? What the hell's going on, Andrew?
So much to talk about, Mike, and such little time. Yeah, I thought we'd kick off with a bit of a summing up of how markets reacted to the first week of sort of Trump 0.0, post the inauguration on January 20th. So, look, we now have to deal with the day-to-day reality of the Trump factor, and share markets did cheer that election outcome initially. You've got a business-friendly administration, but we're quickly realizing that the lie of the land is now more complex, it's more nuanced. But just to strip it back, there are some key concerns at a macro level, and they are the inflationary impact of the Trump policies, but also the uncertainty of the implications of the tariff policies, because we don't actually know what they are. We've seen evidence of this in the last 24 hours with this whole sort of argument with Colombia. You've got this indefinable gap between the intent of what he says and the actual deployment. You've got things like the labor market policy, the implications of the immigration policy. So what we've seen so far, if you've seen sort of the first release valve of these sorts of pressures, is on the currency. Now, the US dollar had been on a bit of a run from October onwards. That's reversed a little bit. It's come back. That's affected the New Zealand dollar as well. So if the New Zealand dollar go up, interest rates, Trump wants rates lower. The first salvos have been fired across the bow of Federal Reserve Governor Jerome Powell. Trump contending he knows interest rates better than Powell does. Look for this dynamic to provide plenty of headlines as the year progresses. And we'll get the first bit of that this week, Mike, because we've got Federal Reserve meeting this week. But the share market, fascinating. Look, it's been very positive in anticipation of Trump 2.0. Bit of a slump around Christmas, New Year. Last week, the positive momentum reappeared. I think it's been the best start the market's had at the start of a presidential term since Reagan. Now, we're in the middle of the fourth quarter earnings season. That was going well, but as you say, Mike, we've got a spanner in the works over the weekend. Had you heard of DeepSeek?
No.
I mean, no one's heard of this. This thing has come out of nowhere. So we're going to hear a lot more of this over the next few days. So DeepSeek smacked the NASDAQ index down 3.2%, as you've said. NVIDIA down 15%. It's an AI competitor out of China. The thing is, it's cheaper. It's been developed apparently for a pittance of what the other AI chat apps have spent. And the real issue here, Mike, now is it brings into question what return are the big sort of US European companies going to get out of the investment that they've put, the billions of dollars that they've sunk into AI? Apparently, this guy's done this for he's done it for like $6 million. And he's used the NVIDIA chips, but he's paired them up with cheaper chips as well. Now, we don't know a lot about this yet. So it's DeepSeek's available on the App Store. Yeah. It's questions around valuations now. Look, we'll just have to see how this pans out and see actual what the proper story is. But, geez, it's a fascinating start
of the week,
isn't it?
And it's the most downloaded app. It's beating GPT. It's free. Anyway, give us a quick word on jobs this year, because I read yesterday it may be 5.5. How bad is it going to get, do you reckon?
Well, we're not sure. So one of the unknowns for 2025 is just how weak the employment market is going to get. The unemployment rate is lifting. The good news is it's not going up as quickly as had been feared. Seek job outs came out yesterday, declined a further 2.1% in December. But this is kind of indicative of the mixed nature of data that we saw going to the end of 2024. Some things looked a little bit better. Some things looked a little bit worse. Job ads teased us a bit with a lift in November, but the deterioration in the labor markets returned to trend in December. Against a year earlier, Mike, job ads are down about 22%. I don't think unemployment is going to go up as high as we thought it did, but it is one of those unknowns we've got leading into 2025.
Lay some numbers on me.
I will. And here's the weird thing, Mike. The Dow Jones, this is really, this share market volatility, Mike, is just hitting the tech names. The Dow Jones is actually up 10 basis points, 44,466. The S&P 500 is down 1.75%, down 106 points, just under 6,000. The NASDAQ is currently sitting down 3.2%, 647 points, 19,306. The FTSE 100, 8,503, barely changed overnight. The Nikkei down just under 1%, 39,565. Shanghai Composite down 2,3250. Yesterday, the Aussies gained 0.36%, 8,408. That was up 30 points. NZX 50, 12,999. The NZ dollar, 0.5682 against the US, against the Aussie, 0.9049, 0.5415 against the euro, 0.4554 pounds. The yen, 87.64. Gold, $2,734, just off a little bit. And Brent crude, some better news there because it had gone up a bit over the holidays. It's now at $76.87.
We'll take it. Good to catch up. You're a rock star. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.